Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Producers face some unique challenges when it comes to keeping their cattle's performance up during brutally cold weather. Extension specialist Jessica Sperber offers a few basic tips to help keep cattle comfortable when the temperatures turn cold. She starts today's program by discussing the importance of water availability.
I think the number one thing is that we need to make sure that obviously nutrition needs are met, but also that water needs are met. And breaking frozen waters in the winter is something that many producers struggle with, right? Always having to go out there, double check waters, maybe crack some ice on the top, put a little heater down below. Whatever it is, we need to make sure that we're providing them ample and clean water. And so there's a couple of different ways to do so. Obviously, with automatic waterers that have insulated pipes or troughs, you could have an electric heater hooked up using heat tape, which sometimes works, some solar power waters now that we're seeing more and more, or of course, the continuous flow tanks that maintain that continuous flow of water to keep the tank from freezing. So just remembering that water is super critical for those cattle. So yes, it is super critical that first thing that you do when you're out feeding cattle in the morning is double check that those waters are not frozen over, because as we know, there is a relationship between water intake and feed intake, and we want them to be well off nutritionally in order to weather the storm.
Jessica says nutrition needs are different during winter conditions and adds that a wet coat will drastically affect their energy needs.
Cattle typically require around 1-2% more feed for every degree Fahrenheit that the temperature drops below their comfort zone. And that critical comfort zone is around 15 degrees Fahrenheit for cattle that have a dry coat during the winter months. The challenge is that especially out here where I'm at in eastern Nebraska, we often go through those freeze-thaw cycles, which can create a more of a wet coat for those cattle, especially if the ground thaws out at all, or if they're laying down on that snow and it creates a wet environment on them. And so we call that the lower critical temperature for feedlot cattle, and that changes based on season, their coat type, weather conditions. For example, when cattle have a summer coat, their lower critical temperature is higher versus when they have a heavy winter coat. And so if they have a summer coat or they're wet, that lower critical temperature for those guys is 59 degrees Fahrenheit. And usually they're going to need a 2% increase in maintenance energy per degree Fahrenheit of coldness below that 59 degree threshold. As they get that heavy winter coat on, again, that changes to around the 15 to 18 degree Fahrenheit mark. But as soon as you have those, as soon as the animal has a wet coat, you need to intervene because they are cold and it's like a cold blanket on them and very, very hard to warm them up.
High winds during the colder months can obviously contribute to poor comfort conditions for cattle. Jessica talks about strategic windbreaks that can ease that problem.
While those cattle can tolerate cold weather reasonably well, cold stress can be exacerbated during wet, but then also high wind events during cold weather events. So windbreaks, including trees, walls, maybe man-made structures, or strategically placed hay bales, which we see a lot of here in Nebraska, or cornstalk bales, reduce wind exposure and prevent the snow from drifting into that pen. There's a couple of good rules of thumbs when it comes to windbreaks, though, and these ones actually come from my native country, Central Alberta or Southern Alberta, where we understand cold, and that those windbreaks must be tall enough in order to actually block the wind, so around 7 to 8 feet in height, but they also have to allow some airflow through. So for example, if you've built panel or rail, like maybe some guardrail windbreaks, you're going to have to put a little bit of a gap in between just to allow some airflow. Usually that gap's around 2 to 2.5 inches of opening between those rails just to allow a little bit of wind flow, but not very much. So cutting the wind down does help those cattle quite a lot during the cold events.
Stay tuned to future Almanac programs where Jessica continues this discussion of winter feedlot management. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.